Welcome back into our Sports Talk Training Camp Edition, folks. First practice of camp today was glorious outside. A nice cloud cover, not too hot. Rouse's Market celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. The sponsor of the Cannons Training Camp Notebook. And, Bobby, I know you wanted to talk about a little bit about the linebacker position since we just heard from DeMario Davis.
Yeah, and then look at what's going to come about in the preseason when they're in full pads next week. I think there's going to be a lot of competition. When you look at Pete Werner, where he's at right now, I think he's been very serviceable, but he needs to build upon what he's done. I think they need more out of him this upcoming season. Look, in the four seasons he's produced, he's only had one pick, one interception, two forced fumbles, and a half a sack. He still has a nose for the football, but I just think he has to get better. And there's nothing wrong with competition. But you want it to be a game changer, not just a serviceable individual. So it'll be interesting. He was playing ahead of Zach Bond. I don't know, Saints. Zach Bond was an outstanding special teams player, but then look, all of a sudden, he's all pro. And then he's up for Defensive Player of the Year.
Vic Fangio unlocked the beast.
But who runs a Vic Fangio defense?
Who could that be?
Coach Staley. So you look at Coach Staley and what they want to do, and that being the Saints, and that's one of Staley's mentors, that being Vic Fangio. So I think it's a good sample size what you're going to see, the scheme and Pete Werner. Can you take advantage of this? But I'm interested to see what's going to come about, the depth at linebacker.
Yeah.
Because when you do have injuries, who could step up? I think you're going to see a lot of this in the preseason, especially, August 10th, the Chargers game and limited preseason as far as the actual games. And then when they end pads, you got to be a thumper. You got to be in position. You could beat the blocker, and then you're not taking the running back to the ground, but you still got to be in position to, thump him. Boom, you hit him. You're not taking him to the ground and make sure you're in position to make the tackle. So I'm going to be looking at the depth at linebacker. They still have a lot to prove, and, they've been outstanding on special teams, but more as a linebacker on defense, not just a special teams player. So before I get to Danny Stutzman, the rookie we drafted at Oklahoma, and he's coming off a knee injury with Nephi Sewell.
Right.
That's a good genetics there. I mean, top five tackle, that's his brother, right, with the Lions?
Penny Sue, right.
Yeah, Penny Sue. So I kind of like Nephi because he knows what it is to be tough and play football. Another one from Appalachian State, a tackling machine, DeMarco Jackson. Well, you're going to see those guys playing in the preseason. DeMar Davis, they know what they can do. They're not going to see them.
Right.
Jalen Ford from Texas.
That's a guy I'm very interested in.
Okay, even when he was hurt. Well, what is Jalen Ford going to do?
Yeah.
And then you throw in Danny Stutzman, see what he can do. So it's going to be a lot of competition to providing that depth. And maybe if Pete Werner, you got to step up or somebody might end up beating you out. So I'm looking at that competition coming around. You look at DeMario, he's 36 now, entering his final year of his contract. And, Pete Werner, it doesn't matter. They compensated him last year. You remember? They signed him 3 years to $22.5 million contract extension last season. But you know what's guaranteed? No, he's going to have to produce to be the guy, I think, because it's not like, oh, for sure he's going to be in there. No, he's in there if he continues to produce, even though he's well compensated. But I'm looking at the depth at linebacker. Who's going to provide that they could trust? And these padded practices and then the preseason games, you can see a lot of Nephi Sewell, DeMarco Jackson, Jalen Ford, even Stallbird, Powell, all of those cats. Who's making tackles and given the opportunity that the coaches could trust?